Marty Lurie with Al Kaline and Al. It's September 24th of 1974, a wonderful moment for you, your 3,000th hit in your hometown in Baltimore.
Yes, it was a big day for me. I had wanted to get 3,000 hits in Detroit, but the ball club, the officials said, hey, no, go get it any place you can. And, of course, if I couldn't get it in Detroit, then Baltimore would be the place where I would like to get it because that's my hometown.
Well, Dave McNally's the pitcher, and the Orioles the opponent. You're sitting on 2999. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, he threw me a little breaking ball, hit it down a right field line for a double. But tell you a story that goes to that. Dave called me in spring training and asked me if I knew anybody at Ford Motor Company because him and his brother wanted to buy a Ford dealership in a small town next to where he lived. So I got in touch with Lee Iacocca, who was a good friend of mine, and eventually they got back to him. And to make the story very short, they were able to purchase the Ford dealership. And when he called me in April to thank me, he says, and by the way, I dreamt that you got your 3,000 hit off of me, and that's exactly the way it worked out.
Boy, what a story, but a great moment for you. You break in 1953. When you break in at that moment, first home run off Dave Hoskins of Cleveland. You ever think 3,000 was anywhere remotely out there?
No, back in those days, all you wanted to do was play a couple years, spend a little bit of time in the major leagues, maybe make enough money to be able to purchase a small house someplace, but not really ever thinking that I was going to play 22 years and all those years in Detroit. But baseball has been great to me. I really enjoy the game. I love watching the guys play, and I hope I can stay around for a while.
Well, you are. You're here, and it's wonderful to see you. Your philosophy as a hitter?
Well, try not to pull the ball too much. Use the whole field most of the time. Try to do whatever you can to help the ball club win. Try to be a team player at all possible. Move the runners around. And if you do that, everything else takes care of it. Also, be a very good outfielder. I always felt that you should never go into a slump in the outfield. Hitters go in slump because it's the most difficult thing to do. But an outfielder should never go into a slump, and all you have to really do is concentrate.
Well, a great moment in your career and a great moment in the baseball world when you got number 3,000. Everyone was pulling for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. As I said, it's been a great career. I really enjoyed it, and I love this game of baseball.